And there's a couple of very, very fascinating pieces I saw in the Sochet Shavah, in the Shem Shmuel. Beautiful, beautiful pieces. And let's try and get the best I can as a Litvak to understand a little bit of Chassidus over here and get clearer the picture of what's expected from us to learn from the parashas and how we're expected to approach Rosh Hashanah. Last week's parasha, Parashas Ki Tzeitse, ended with the mitzvah, the piece of Torah that we mechuyav to read every year, Mitzvah Seh Deraisa, and that is a mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, of eradicating Amalek, the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, to destroy Amalek. And as you know, this is the only piece of Torah that we have a Chiyav Deraisa obligation to hear. It's something we have a mitzvah to listen to, mitzvah to, obviously to learn from. And as soon as we finish the Parashas Ki Tzeitse, we go immediately into the parasha of Kisavoy, which is a parasha that talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim. So Shem Shmuel asks, what is the connection between the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek to the mitzvah of the bringing of Apple Bikurim? Furthermore, there's a fantastic medrash. The medrash of the Chumash says as follows. Tzofa Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Baruch HaKodesh. Shebeis HaMikdash Osu L'Chorif. Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. V'habikurim Asurim L'Posik. And therefore no Beis HaMikdash, no Bikurim is going to stop. Omad V'Hiskin L'Yisrael. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and he made a takana for Yisrael. He made a decree in Klal Yisrael. Sheyiyu Mispalin Sholosh Po'omim B'chol Yom. That they should daven 3 times a day. Now, as you know, there are many, many different parts of the Beis HaMikdash being used. There are the Korbanos, there's a Lila Regel. Moshe Rabbeinu saw an element of Bikurim, for some reason, being lacking in the time of Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he made a takana of what? Of davening. What's davening got to do with Bikurim? Why dafka this particular mitzvah? Why didn't see other mitzvahs? What's the day behind this? Says Hashem Shmuel, that if we look carefully into the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek and the mitzvah of Bikurim, we find an enormous amount of similarities. But similarities with regard to opposites. Okay, let's go through this carefully. Firstly, let's understand, Bikurim is called Rashis. Rashis is called Pri Adama, it's called Rashis. Yeah, the first. What's Amalek called? Rashis Goyim Amalek. Yeah? There's racist. In other words, there's a certain element there of Amalek and Bikurim. What is the idea behind this? Says Hashem Shmuel, it's not a particular reason that we hate one nation more than the other. But Achiyas Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that his kisei is not sholim, his chair, as it were, is not complete until the mechia of Amalek till he's totally eradicated. Well, we got so much against him. They fought against us. So did other nations. So did other nations also fought against us. Yeah, why is it that Amalek is chosen and selected as being the nation that is so hated and so despised by Klal Yisrael? What is the idea behind that? So he explained that Amalek was not just a grandchild, was not just a son of Esav. Amalek had a relationship with Yitzhak Avinu. Amalek learnt on Yitzhak Avinu's lap. And he learnt with Yaakov as well. He was one of the more spiritual children, as it were, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, of the relationship with and therefore the fact that he took that spirituality and he twisted it and he used it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, used it against Klal Yisrael, used it against anything that's called Dovah Shebekdusha, that is a concept, what Amalek stands for. It is a concept of taking something good and twisting it, making it bad. It's taking something pnimi from the inside, that is kadosh, and making it chitzonius, and making it to the outside, and twisting it and making it mundane, making it impure. That is Amalek. We don't know his history of why he did it, but he certainly represents the Satan, he represents Sansa Yara, that is ultimately the koyach of Amalek is such that he represents somebody who was good, yeah? And for every, there's different reasons that Shemesh will discuss in a different place, what made Amalek do what he did. Yeah? But ultimately, I'm talking about the effect of a Molech, not the cause, the effect. The effect of a Molech is that it's the effect of somebody who takes Chitzonius and makes it, takes Panimius and makes it Chitzonius, takes spirituality and makes it mundane. That is what his purpose was. He couldn't win against Klal Yisrael. And that was something that got into the psyche of Klal Yisrael, that got into the inside, that was got the inside of who we are, and that was able to poison from the inside. Because Klal Yisrael are all about Ruchnius. He got into the inside and managed to, in certain ways, disrupt the continuation and the Kedusha that Klal Yisrael had as a left. That is our, that's why we have such disdain to a Molech. On the other hand, what is Bikurim? Bikurim is the exact opposite. Bikurim is our greatest and strongest relationship that we have with Gashmius. There's nothing that a person likes more than the first thing that comes out. A person waits a whole year, a farmer waits a whole year for his fruits to come out. And there's the rain, and there's the sun, and then there's the plowing, and then there's the weeding, and then eventually he has a first fruit that comes out, and he's been waiting all year for this. And his fruit, and he comes out delighted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's fantastic, I'm so happy you were happy with that. But I want it. It's mine. It's mine. And a person takes something that is very chitzoni, very mundane, something very connected to Gashmius, the epitome of Gashmius, and he takes it to the base of Migdosh. And what does he say? And he says, Aram Yo'ivet Ovi went down to Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we appreciate everything you've done. What does he say? And he says, Achiviel Mokim Hazev Itlanis Ha'oriz Hazois, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he uses something so Gashmi in order to take him on a trip towards something so Ruchani. And he becomes into the base of Middosh. He comes to the base of Middosh with his Bikurim. And he becomes a spiritual person through something so mundane. So that he's taken the exact opposite of what a Molech is. He's twisted it around, done what that is. In fact, the Bikurim is called Trumas Yodechel. Trumas Yodechel, what's a yad? What's a hand? The hand is the most physical element of a person. Chazal came along and they made something a hand, Trumas Yodaim. Because they're Asconius Haim. They're busy. Hands are very busy with Gashmius. The whole time they're busy. Take Trumas Yodechel. Take your hands and take Truma out of your hands. In other words, take the Gashmius and make it into Truma. Make that holy. Make something which is mundane holy. That is the concept of Bikurim. So on one hand we have a Molech that took Pnimia and made it Chitzani. Then we have exact opposite, which is Bikurim. We're saying something Chitzani and making it Pnimi. Rashis, something that's called Rashis. Rashis is always Rashis is the first or the beginning. Rashis is always something that when you take something that was never there and create it anew, that's called Rashis. And for that reason, a Molech is called Rashis Gleim Molech, because he was the one who took something so pnimi, made into so chitzoni, and Bikurim is the Rashis, where you've taken something so chitzoni and made it into pnimi. You've actually created from a new element, a new being that is based on your input, negative or positive, whether it's focusing on the good or whether it's on the bad. The Gemara says in Rashis Rabbah, the Gemara says, why is it called Rashis? Rashis Bora Likim. Rashis Bora Likim. Bishvil Yisrael Shem Nikra Rashis, because of Yisrael, Baruch Hu created the world because of Yisrael, that are called Rashis. Ubishvil Bikurim Shanikra Rashis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of Bikurim, that's called Rashis. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world because of Bikurim? Why not far more spiritual things? Shabbos, Haftarechel Kamoicha, why Rashis? Why is it Bikurim? So it's very clear, and the Chinuch brings this down, and the Rishonim and the Rambam and Nevuchim talks about this, and they explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world of beings that serve him without any physical needs. No physical needs. Everybody is born healthy. Everybody doesn't have to be fed. Yeah, you don't have to be hungry. You don't have to be thirsty. You don't have to need housing. You don't have to need clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made Klal Yisrael like it was in Gan Eden before the Chet. That's why he did it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a situation where people are so needy? Rabbis v'chesreinom. Why did he make people so needy? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, which is totally chitzoni, in order to make us more holy. That we should daven, that we should do mitzvahs, that we should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbi Shalom, I need to. Rabbein Shleilam, I need a shidduch. Rabbein Shleilam, I need children. Rabbein Shleilam, I need panasa. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yudabin, okay, I will then take the chitzani, and you've made that pnimi. You've stretched out to Kodesh Baruch Hu through your physical needs, and you created that into a spiritual connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for the purpose of, which is not a great thing to make the world chitzoni, in order to make it pnimi, to spiritualize the mundane world. That is the purpose of the creation. That is perfectly exemplified by the idea of Bikurim. Bikurim is exactly the same thing. Bikurim is taking something, as we said, totally gashmi, totally chitzoni, and making it pnimi, and making it spiritual. And therefore the world was created for the purpose of doing this, exactly, taking gashmis and requiring it for ruchnius. That's why Bikurim is the mitzvah that is connected with that. Okay? If that is the case, Rabbi Yisai, we can understand quite a few things over here. Why is it that we have the connection between Bikurim and Amalek? Because those are the two exact opposites. They're racist with the bad and they're racist with the good. Why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world because of Bikurim? Because the whole purpose of this creation is to do the purpose of Bikurim, to take physicality and make it spiritual, to take chitzonius and make it pnimius. Right? And that is why Amalek has to be destroyed. Until Amalek is destroyed, the world is not complete. Why? Because Amalek is taking the purpose of the creation and turning it the other way. The purpose of creation is to take something which is totally chitzoni and make it pnimi. What does Amalek stand for? The exact opposite. Taking something pnimi, taking something which is holy and making it mundane. They are destroying the world. They are standing up and destroying the purpose of the creation. And therefore, the world cannot be complete. Gashmias cannot be complete until the purpose of Amalek is totally nullified, until they're totally destroyed. That is who they are. That is what we stand against. And yes.
So when we destroy Amalek,
yes,
are we making the mundane holy again?
We are destroying those people who stand up against and fight head to head with us with a purpose of what their life is all about. Our life is all about taking chitzoni is making it pnimi. Theirs all about pnimi and making it chitzoni. We got to destroy them because the world was created for our purpose, not for their purpose. Okay. Now, very interestingly, the Rambam brings that there are seven. As we know, seven is always a quality of being kolel, of above the norm. Shabbos, right? Seven. The Rambam says there are seven individual mitzvahs in the mitzvah of Bikurim. Look in end of Perek Gimel Hilchos Bikurim. They are as follows. They are havah, bringing the Bikurim to the base of Mikdosh. They're putting them in a kli, in a vessel. Kriya, which means the kriya is the reading out this parasha. The korban that you bring with it. The shir, the song that you sing. The tenufa, the waving, and the lina, and staying overnight. There are seven mitzvahs. There are seven mitzvahs that are relevant within the mitzvah of Bikurim. Okay? That is the mitzvah of Bikurim. On the other hand, there are seven forms of tumah. There are seven different categories of tumah. There's mace, sheret, nevela, nida, yoledes, ziva, and negoim. Says the Shem Mishmo that the idea over here is Bikurim is all about taking something chitzoni and making it pnimi to counteract the seven tumas. There's seven different kinds of tumah that Amalek put into the world, which is the power of taking something holy and making it not holy. Taking something chitzoni, pnimi, and making it chitzoni. So the seven versus the seven. And he says, this koyach of the Bikurim is to counteract those tumas. And he said that ultimately is the purpose of tefillah as well. He said tefillah, if in Sim Shalom, Yamoshe Rabbeinu stood up and he made his Masakan tefillah. Why? What's tefillah got to do with the Bikurim? In tefillah, there are seven stages of tefillah. In Sim Shalom, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for seven in the past, and we ask him for seven in the future. What are they? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Thank you for giving us. Ki ba'or panach nasatalonu. In graciousness you've given us. Torah Chaim, Avas Chesed, Stoko, Vrocha, Rachamim, B'chaim, V'shalim. Seven things. What do we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for? And therefore we ask him for. Please give us Sim, Shalom, Toivo, Vrocha, Chaim, Chaim, Chesed, Rachamim. And therefore we're asking for the seven in the past, for the seven in the future. It's all about the Kolel. Reishis is all about the Kolel. It's all about taking something from the past and twisting it to the future. That, Rabbeisai, is the why. If you don't have the Bikurim, if you don't have something which is Kolel, why is it Kolel? Like as we discussed beforehand, Bikurim are the seven different avoidus that are done, which is all encompassing. Then we've got to replace it with Tefillah, that is asking Hashem for seven things and thanking Hashem for seven things. That is, the Tefillah is replacing the idea of Bikurim. Where are we holding now? Where are we starting now? We are starting a Reishis. We're starting a new year. In which month? In Shiva, the seventh month, which is the Kolel, which is Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah is all about the idea as well of starting off a year, a Reishis, a new year, and taking everything that we have had as something of being Chitzoni and making it Pnimi. And I'm adding this. For this purpose, perhaps, on night of Rosh Hashanah, we do some lot of very, very strange things. We take everything we eat normally, all new things, and we start making mices about it. We start taking the carrot out of the soup. Okay. Then you start taking the apple, or the shiel, the head of the fish, shiel rosh v'leilazono. We start taking everything and making a whole mice out of it. Yeah, and you start this and you start that, and if you forget the black eyed peas, you know, we shouldn't have any black eyes, and people make their own things up. Yeah, they make their own things up, you should have a raisin salary, and you shouldn't have any leaks, and whatever it is. There's all these different, why are we doing this? It's almost childish. Why are we doing this? It's Rosh Hashanah, you've got Yom HaDin tomorrow, for crying out loud. We've got a big thing, start taking their head and other the idea is, we're focusing on the chitzonius. We're taking something which we're eating anyway, and we're making it pnimi. We're making tefillah. We're focusing on gashmius. We're taking everything we're doing and saying, Rabbeinu Shloilam, please, I want this from you. I need this tefillah, that tefillah, this thank you, that thank you. Taking everything chitzonei and making it pnimi. And therefore, again, this is a connection between all these beautiful things of Amalek and Bikurim, of not having the avodah of Bikurim, using it for tefillah. How we use and take all the levels of the different levels of seven that we do of tefillah and the bikurim to annihilate the abilities of the seven different tumors. This is a connection. I just want to finish off with one beautiful thought that I heard from Satmar Rebbe. We had something called Vidui Maisa. What's Vidui Maisa? Vidui Maisa is at the end of the year we say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I did this right and I've done that right. I gave Maisa and I gave Trumas and I gave. Why is it called Vidui? Why is it called Vidui? Vidui is something, say, Ashamnu, Bagamnu, Gazalnu, terrible things. Rabbi Shlomo did all the mitzvahs exactly what he told me to do, Kashi Sivani, and left me, give me this. Why is it called Vidui? So Satmar Rebbe said a beautiful thing. He said, Satmar Rebbe was a world-class fundraiser. World-class fundraiser. You know, his famous story is, you know, somebody said, I want to give you a gematria of your name, Yoili. Yeah, Yoili. He said, well, at home they call me Yoilish. With a shin, yeah, got it. Yeah, he's a world-class... But on a regular basis, he'll go up to his bima and he'll bang on the bima and say, Rabbeisai, there's a kala, Yisoma, we need to make money for, everyone please give me money. Next day he'll bang out, Rabbeisai, there's a bocha, bar mitzvah, doesn't have tefillin. Next day he'll bang out, Rabbeisai, there's a person who's in the hospital. So one time he heard some Talmidim grumbling. Rebbe on Sunday, it was a kala Yisoma, on Monday is tefillin, Tuesday, what's going on here? So he said, do you know, it says, why is it called Vidui Maisa? What's a vidui for? We did everything correctly. He said, vidui is, if you remember all the good things you've done, you need vidui. If you remember that on Sunday you gave to the Yisema, and on Monday you gave to the Bar Mitzvah, forget about all the good things. Remember the bad things. That's what Zoicha Kol HaNishkoches, the Sassav Rebbe used to say. Zoicha Kol, the Rebbe Sassav, Zoicha Kol HaNishkoches, a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgets everything, remembers everything that's forgotten, he remembers. If we remember our mitzvahs, he forgets them kaviyochel. If we remember our veiras, he forgets them kaviyochel. We've got to remember our veiras and forget our mitzvahs. And therefore, Vidui Maisa is thinking about all the wonderful things you've done, forget about it, that needs Vidui. We've just got to focus on taking the pnimius and taking the chitzonius, making it pnimi, fighting head to head with the modik. Yashifah.